morning, good morning, good morning.
From Leonette and Monica, partners in shine.
Today is Wednesday,
December 3rd, 2014.
Isn't it amazing that it's already December?
I know, my goodness.
Last month of the year. How'd that happen?
Woo, very quickly, very quickly.
And our goal is
to shine peace, love, harmony, light, and positivity on each and every one that we come in contact with. And that's why they call us Partners in Shine.
Well, Monica.
Yes,
yes. Did you have a great Thanksgiving holiday?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And how about you? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was wonderful. We had such a phenomenal show.
Yes, we did.
Last Wednesday,
didn't we?
The day before Thanksgiving. Got a chance to send our audience a shout out.
Absolutely.
And then we left out of here and got into Thanksgiving mode.
Yes, we did. We did. And your family actually turned it out. They showed up strong last week. They sure did. So I know you had an awesome Thanksgiving.
I did. I actually got to give a shout out because I got a chance to spend some quality time with the Williams clan and my aunt Norma Woody.
Yes.
Shout out to Norma Woody for putting it down in that kitchen, honey.
Oh, I know.
It was delicious. Delicious and nutritious and full of love. So I had a great Thanksgiving.
You look like it too,
girl.
You look great.
Thank you.
And very well.
From what I know when I left you that you were going into that kitchen as well.
Oh, yes. You know, we had a phenomenal Thanksgiving. I have to give a big shout out to my mother-in-law. Yes, Miss Lauren Andrews. Woo, she put it down with the
Yes.
Lots of love. And yes, you said she stuck her finger in it.
Mm. There it is.
Yes.
So.
And my mother, Rose Thurston. Yes, she added that. And my grandmother-in-law, but she's my grandmother. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Gwendolyn Andrews. She actually helped too. Mm-hmm. So we had lots of love with our family.
I'm so glad. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad.
Definitely.
And then we got a chance to transition from there, from the loving care of Thanksgiving to the dollar spending.
Black Friday. Yes. And I can say that I was very good on Black Friday.
Were you?
Yes. I did not spend a single dime.
Good job.
Actually, I helped some folks put money back in their pockets.
Tell me about that.
Yes, I certainly did. I did it a couple of different ways.
Which is always good.
Mm-hmm. First, I helped a couple of people by getting them started increasing their credit scores.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then I had one person. I actually got them registered for our upcoming event this weekend, which we'll be talking about later on in the show.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And also, I sent a couple of people to a YFL scholarship website. Yes, exactly.
Well, that is always a good thing when you can get some free money.
Exactly.
To extend your education.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And help getting them qualify, hopefully, so they can get a part of that $50,000 scholarship.
Exactly.
Yes. And then, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say for our callers, because I know
definitely
they have not heard from Leonette and Monica in a week.
That's
they
right.
They may want to talk to us.
How about that? Give them that number.
I will give them that number for our local callers. The number here is 410-481-1010. And for our callers across the country the world, our number is 1-877-704-1010. And if they just want to send us some information, they can actually go online to our website.
That's right. That's lmmoney.com. Again, that's lmmoney.com. Or they can text the name or the word LM Money to the number 76626. Again, text LM Money to the number 76626.
Perfect.
Yes.
So I know that, because I do want to talk about Black Friday a little bit. I know we like to go out there and tear those stores up. Coming off of this holiday of Thanksgiving, when you kind of spend time with your family, I know that you actually had a loss last week. So, and because you are actually here at the studio in Baltimore, you are unable to be.
Yes, yes, at the funeral. Yeah, my uncle, my bless his heart, Uncle Allison. His funeral is actually going on right now. So I just want to give a loving shout out to Uncle Allison and to my cousins, Carolyn and Sterling and Arlene. And just want you to know that, of course, my love and prayers have been with you all. And I'm so sorry I can't be there. But we know that he's in a better place. I know he lived to be 94. So that's wow. Truly a blessing. How many people did? And he is just a blessing to all of us. So we're just thankful to have had him for that long. But, you know, it's kind of, I'm sorrowful that I'm not there with him, but in spirit, I definitely am. And also, two great men actually are being buried this week along in Washington, D.C., because right down the road, if you will. Also, Marion Barry is being buried. I don't know if, well, I know our listeners know about Marion Barry if they are in their, let's say, 40s or so. Marion Barry was the mayor for many years, and he has a lot of stories.
He does. Yes. And I think the main
significant
thing we can remember about him is, number one, he was definitely a worker for the people.
Yes.
But, and it, this was a little
for
bit
people
before,
of color.
Absolutely. This was a little bit before my time, so I didn't get a chance to personally experience it. But everyone that I know in D.C., when they were teenagers, had some employment.
Yes. He kept me off the street.
Summer job program.
Summer jobs. Yes. Yes, yes. I thanked him. Yes. That's why I had to acknowledge him and even bring this up today.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Because it in our employment situation right now, it's hard enough for adults to get jobs.
Right.
So
that's right.
It's way more difficult for teenagers and young people to get employment. So they don't really get to experience sometimes how it feels to earn your own money.
Exactly.
And how it feels for them to take taxes out of your
money. Oh, my goodness. Right.
And how it feels to have to spend your own money.
That's
like
right.
They don't
that's
get
right.
that whole process before they get older.
Exactly.
So they get into their early 20s, mid 20s, and get into a situation because they had no training or no experience.
That's right.
When they were teenagers.
Exactly.
So with that being said, back to Black Friday.
That's right. That's right.
So
my information broker.
Because, you know, I'm always curious.
That's right.
About how people are spending their money. What are we doing with our money? It seems like those dollars come in and go out so quickly.
Whoosh, right before our eyes.
Yes. And, you know, you're accustomed to seeing Black Friday sales. And you can get this for free. You can get this at a discounted price if you get there at 6
Deeply
a.m.
Deeply discounted.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Stand in line.
So I went online just to see how it all went down. And interestingly, the Business Insider, I found this phenomenal article. Black Friday revealed how poor Americans really are.
Poor? Wow. Tell us about that.
So Black Friday sales plummeted this year, leaving retailers completely stumped. After weeks of declining gas prices, many analysts predicted the biggest holiday season ever.
Wow.
Industry groups like the National Retail Federation reasoned that Americans would use their fuel savings on gifts. Despite encouraging forecasts, Black Friday weekend sales were down 11%.
Wow. 11%?
They were down 11%.
My goodness.
And Cyber Monday sales only rose 8%, falling short of many predictions. So where are the customers?
Tell us.
They're probably broke, according to some analysts and executives.
Wow.
So Brad Anderson, former CEO of Best Buy, told CNBC that customers were still feeling constrained, which could lead to a lackluster holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Shoppers are spending more of their disposable dollars on categories we don't sell, like cars, healthcare, electronics, home improvement, Huguet said in a call with his investors. The stores that did remarkably well on Black Friday, like Family Dollar and Kohl's, are all deep discounters, according to a recent bank report. The success of discount retailers show that Americans are more concerned about spending money than ever. Hmm. Walmart, however, provided few details about results from the weekend, a possible sign of bad news. Many Americans are watching their spending despite lower gas prices. Consumers are increasingly familiar with energy price reprieve from summer gas prices and no longer adjust their long-term spending habits as much or at all based on short-term price fluctuations. And while gas prices are lower, the benefit is offset by higher housing and utility costs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Health insurance premiums have increased between 39 and 56% since early 2013.
Wow.
Meaning additional cost of $230 per month for the average family.
Mm.
The lackluster job market is also contributing to poor holiday sales. With uncertainty lingering and patience wearing thin, after 5+ years of still lackluster wage growth, consumers are increasing savings for the future, hedging against a continuation of more the same. Thus, for many, extra savings at the pump as a result of few lower gas prices are simply being stored away to help supplement spending needs for the future, ramping up savings, not spending. So what this tells me is that people have been outpriced.
Uh-huh.
So we went through a situation, as we see with our clients, this tough economic time has literally caused them to have a lower financial situation as well as lower credit
scores. Exactly.
So jobs, if you even have one.
Thank you. Exactly.
The wages have not increased in comparison to the price index.
Mm-hmm.
So where it may look like you have some additional income because gas came down 20 or 30 cents, you really don't, because you've been spending your money for the last 5 years, whatever extra money you had.
That's right. That's right. Mm.
So literally.
Where's the money? There isn't any.
There's no money.
The gap is right.
Consumers are broke.
That's it.
And unfortunately,
no money.
Just what we see with our clients and the averages is that people with less than perfect credit literally spend between $300 to $400 more on their monthly bills.
Exactly.
So you have to consider your wages have remained stagnant. Your bills are going up. If we can, when we go to the grocery store, I mean, the price of a gallon of milk with some cheese, with some toilet paper. Go to the gas station.
High.
Everything's just high. Everything's gone up, and the wages just haven't gone along with it.
Right.
So what's wonderful is that we, in fact, a little later in the show, are going to talk about how we can help everyone with that.
So you had to put money back in your pocket.
Back in your pocket.
Mm. Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome. We are having a phenomenal
workshop.
Fill
that gap. Fill in the gaps.
Because the gaps are getting bigger and bigger.
Yes.
Bigger and bigger. So we have a phenomenal workshop this weekend that goes into some ways and techniques of saving that money, putting that money back in your pocket, protecting yourself. And when we come back from break, I'm going to go into that a little bit more.
That's right.
So now we're going to have a word from our sponsor, and you'll be back with Leonette Monica,
Partners in Shine.
Welcome back to the Leonette Monica Mid-Morning Show, Partners in Shine. And this
segment is brought to you by Divine Order Network. And what do? We show you how to put money back in your pocket. Anybody out there need more money in your pockets? Contact us at lmmoney.com. Or you can text the word LM Money to the number 76626. That's LM Money to the number 76626. That's Divine Order Network.
Wonderful. And for our local callers, you can call us here at the station at 410-481-1010. And for our callers out of the area, you can reach us at 1-877-704-1010. So we are going to go to our call line.
Awesome.
It's always a pleasure for us to talk to our callers.
Definitely.
So first we are on with Mike. Mike, are you there?
Yes. Good morning, ladies. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Look, I wanted to make a comment about the middle wage job creation that hasn't came during this recession. I tried to warn the family in 2009 that it was going to be one of the worst financial crises that black people have experienced since the 30s. And the reason for it was because this was going to be a deleveraging recession, not your typical recession.
Mm-hmm.
That most people had borrowed on their homes two or three times through refinancing.
Mm-hmm.
That it wasn't just us, it was the majority population in this country, even though it was blamed on us or low-income people or people of color. So we have this economic downturn, and the real reason that we're experiencing is because manufacturing has left.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to let the family know that technology, the sector that I'm in, we have a shortage of workers. We have jobs, and I'll be glad to say it. I work at the MTA, and we've had a shortage of positions that have gone unfilled for 2 to 3 years now.
Mm.
And I'm talking in technology, electronics, where these jobs pay $30+ an hour. We can't fill those positions. I also work in the heating and air conditioning field, where we also experience a shortage. And the reason I bring this to the family's attention is that those parents who are out here contemplating sending their child to school, to college, need to seriously consider what their child is going to go and aspires to become, because if they're paying in excess of $50,000 to $100,000 for an education that provides a job that pays $30,000 to $40,000, it makes no sense.
That's right.
Now, granted, we want everybody to be happy in the career pursuit that they pursue, but you also have to be cognizant of the fact that what is the economic ramifications of those choices. So when I say this to the family, I'm saying we have a shortage in the STEM jobs, in the pharmaceuticals, and the high-tech manufacturing, and the robotics, and the pneumatics, all of those type of jobs that people don't want to pursue, you know, even if it's in the maritime industry. You know, we have a port here that needs electricians, it needs heavy equipment operators, and heavy equipment mechanics. Those are the jobs that this country is going to be needing. If you look at the frack and the oil, we have a shortage of welders, but you have to be certified and licensed. So I just wanted to give that to the family, especially over this holiday season. You ought to be having that conversation with the young people in our community.
Wonderful.
Very well said. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate the call. Absolutely.
And Mike is so right.
Yes.
Because what we experience from generation to generation is definitely a change in industry.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be prepared for that change. And it's not always something glamorous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always what you thought your interest was going to be. However, we got to pay the bills.
That's right.
And we have to provide housing and food for the family.
That's right.
And he's also so right about this recession coming from being leveraged so highly, you know, having just believing the hype of your house is going to appreciate 32% every year.
Right.
Which is something we've never seen in the history of our country. So going treating it like an ATM.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go get some money out for this. Let me go get some money out for that. And then looking around and you're upside down.
That's how I was taught, actually. I was taught to use it as an ATM. Mm-hmm.
And it's just because we didn't know.
I didn't know.
Because you can, in fact, use it as leverage for something to create another form of wealth.
Exactly.
But you don't use it to go and get tickets to the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
What I do want to say is for those people out there, I'm so glad that Mike called in.
Yes.
Because we have so many people across Maryland, across the country, who are upside down in their mortgages or who are distressed in their home situation.
That's right.
And what you can actually do, because we have programs to help people.
Yeah, programs.
We
definitely
have free credit repair for distressed home buyers.
Yes.
We have our programs where the lender will actually pay for you to get your credit repaired. So there's so much that we can do to help you. So if you just contact us at.
Absolutely. You can go to lmmoney.com. That's lmmoney.com. Or you can text the word LMMoney to the number 76626. Again, text LMMoney to the number 76626. And just let us know exactly what you are calling or contacting us about. And we will get back to you and you'll get a free consultation.
Perfect. And let's go back to the phone line. Definitely. We are on with Michelle.
This is
Mitchell. Hi, Mitchell.
Welcome, Mitchell.
First time calling. I'm at work, but I listened to y'all a couple of weeks ago when I first heard y'all show, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Welcome.
I'm a very smart consumer, and one of the things I would like to know, what percentage of the people that you think maybe because of the Mike Brown situation and other things that's been going on, maybe we didn't go out to buy the support companies that support those type of things where they continue to profile us. So my other question is, well, I got another statement real quick. Last year at a particular big time employee, I can't say their name right now, I'm not going to say it, I was followed around the store last August. And I asked the guy, why was I being followed? So three other people came in the store and that looked like me, African American. So I said, you actually profiling me? And he said, yes. Mm-hmm. And so right now I've been trying to find help to deal with that. But that's another thing, us as black consumers, we got to stop spending money with these companies that don't care for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I did. I'm not going out to spend my money. And the third point, wages. I was laid off mm-hmm. years ago. I got a job now, but I'm nowhere near what I was making.
Yes.
So I'm making half the money, and you still have a lot of people that's unemployed right now. It's ridiculous. And on young people, I have a daughter that's 19. She finally was able to get a job after being out of school from poly for almost a year and a half.
Right.
My son, he's been able to get some work, but he's been forced. He's 22, and he's being forced to go like in those temporary companies trying to get work there. Let him work for so many months. Never hire him on to be permanent. So that's affecting his life too. So it's so
sure.
many things out there.
Sure.
Well, thank you so much, Mitchell, for calling. And hopefully you will continue to listen to us, and
yes.
I will address all that you said, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for
you're
calling,
welcome.
Mitchell.
So what I want to say is as far as his question about Mike Brown and us being profiled as African Americans.
Right
and
up your alley, information
yes, it is.
Broker.
It is right up my alley. I am a believer that our voices are heard by our purchasing power. And that is in any situation. So if from being profiled in a store to literally going in a restaurant and not getting good service.
Yes.
If you feel like you're not being treated properly, take your dollars somewhere else.
That's right.
Because you worked hard for them.
Always.
And they are literally your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, as far as wages are concerned, as I said, people are unemployed or underemployed.
Yes.
And unfortunately, It happens generation to generation, and you just have to learn how to transition.
Yes.
So we've gone from a society where you work for a company for 40 years, right?
Yes.
I know when I was in the workforce, we would jump around. The goal was to go from employer to employer to increase your income.
Exactly.
You know, maybe every 2 years, every 4 years,
mm-hmm.
with the whole IT boom,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And now we're just in a situation where people have to learn different skills or where you have to promote yourself in a different way. But what is most important is to recognize that there are things out there that you can do.
That's right. That's
and
right.
so
you can take control.
You can take control.
Because
people don't have control right
mm-hmm.
now. You know, when we talk to our agents, we always say, you know, how many people can go in and tell their employer they have control of their schedule?
Exactly.
Or they have control of their income or control of their benefits.
Right.
You know, there's, unfortunately, there's no such thing as job security anymore.
That's right.
And also to kind of address, I wanted to circle back on the what Mike said about young people going to college.
Mm-hmm.
It is very important to know what you want to do and to get the education to support that, which is why with our scholarship, we have the young people actually go through, and in order to get the scholarship, they have to learn financial principles. So they have to go through, answer questions, write an essay, because they will teach you about geometry and trigonometry in school. And I'm going to just tell you, I can't remember the last time I used geometry, but I have to balance a checkbook every month.
Exactly.
And I have to...
unless you're building a bridge or a building, most people don't use geometry and those type of things. So
if you could just if you could just tell them about our scholarship program.
I would be so excited too. Yes. Our scholarship, and this happens every year, and the program, it's our YFL. It stands for Youth Financial Literacy Foundation. Basically, this year we're giving away $50,000. That's right, listeners, $50,000. 24 students will actually receive $1,500. Okay, the top three scholarship recipients will receive $6,000, $4,000, and $2,000. Now, the top student and their family will receive travel and hotel accommodations to attend the FES 2015 convention to be awarded their scholarship in front of all the FES agents. And that is this coming February 6, 2015. So we're very, very excited about that. Now, how do you actually apply? You're going to go to yflfoundation.org. for the application. And basically, once you go to that website, you have a series of questions to answer, and you have your choice of picking one of two essays that you have to actually answer, and basically you have to answer them in less than 500 words, and it gives you the exact like 12 point Times New Roman fonts and all. So okay, and we're going to commercial. And I will give you more on that. But the good news is, if you didn't get all that, you can go to lmmoney.com or text LMMoney to 76626. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Leonette Monica.
Partners in Shine.
Welcome back to Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
And before we went to break, we had a chance to talk about our scholarship. But before we finish that up, I would just like to give our listeners our number. Our local listeners can actually reach us here at 410-481-1010. And our listeners around the country and around the world can actually reach us at 1-877-704-1010.
Yes.
So we were talking about our $50,000 scholarship that we're giving out.
That's right. And I was giving the website. So if you missed the website, don't worry. No worries. Just remember lmmoney.com. And when you go there, all you have to do is just let us know that you need the information on how to apply. The main thing you want to remember is this is for all college freshmen and high school seniors. It doesn't matter where you are in the country. And guess what? It doesn't matter even if you have a full scholarship to any college, you still can apply to get additional money. Because even a full scholarship, you still are going to need some more money. Trust us. Okay. Person who won last year, she got a full scholarship to Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And she still got it was $3,000. We gave away $25,000 total last year. So please apply. And here's the thing is, even if you don't get selected, because of the questions that you go through and the essay that you're writing, the high school seniors, the college students, the college freshmen, they actually, you're gaining so much information, so much knowledge just going through the process. Now, so when you're going to college, now you're not walking through those doors and seeing these the tables like I did and signing up for all these credit cards with no job, okay? And you're getting this mug or this t-shirt. And now with no job, you're creating all this debt for yourself, not even understanding what you're doing. So when now you get out of college with student loans and all this.
Can I just tell you?
Please, please.
By the time I left college, I had so many shirts from Visa and MasterCard.
Exactly.
The t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The keychain.
Exactly.
The coffee mug. I didn't even drink coffee at the time.
Right.
All that. And I did not know how the grave of debt that I was digging myself into. Because we just don't. We think it's free money.
That's
right.
I'm
going to be honest. I went to the table and I said, you're going to give me some money. I don't have a job.
Exactly.
Oh, no. Go fill this out.
And they do it right away. That's so many of us. So many of us found ourselves that way.
Which is why it's so important as far as our foundation, because the mission is actually to teach youth from the ages of 8 to 18 on the matters of personal finance.
Exactly.
Because we learned the hard way.
Right.
Clearly, you and I went through some ups and downs.
Ooh, yes. That were unnecessary.
Exactly. But we don't want the youth coming behind us
to have to learn that way. Exactly.
Shouldn't they have a running start?
Yes, and that's what we want to give them. So that's why we want to get the word out. This is all about word of mouth. So listeners, please pass the word on. Again, lmmoney.com or text LMMoney to the number 76626. All right?
Perfect. So we're going to go to the phone line.
Yes.
And we have Maurice on with us this morning. Good morning, Maurice.
Good morning. Good morning, Queens. How are you?
Fantastic. And welcome, sir.
I've been listening to your show first time. Somebody actually told me to listen to 1010 this morning, so I did it.
Awesome.
And I have a comment and a question.
Okay.
I know you just hit on the topic of we not having the understanding of what debt is. And I think that is because that's purposeful, because debt makes us... debt makes us slaves.
That's exactly right, Maurice.
Yeah, and so now we owe somebody something, and now they have claimed a certain ownership over us, a certain part of us. We have to work to get out of debt. In this system, we don't truly understand. As a black male coming out of Baltimore County Schools, and then going to Morgan State University, I never learned about money.
Mm-hmm.
Debt was. And for this world to be controlled by it, and for our economic power and our physical power to be controlled by it, I think it's a huge disadvantage that black young males, black young women, minorities are not taught the truth about what debt and money is and how it controls their lives. So my comment is that scholarship program sounds awesome. I'm totally for uplifting any child that wants to educate themselves. But I think what a big factor of us fully coming into our power, our economic power, is truly understanding what debt is and how it can enslave one or it can enslave people. Because that is the kind of mentality we want to get out as minorities, is just being enslaved. Because 400 years ago, we were enslaved physically. And some may say now we are enslaved mentally or through economically through debt. So breaking the chains of that ignorance of not knowing what money is very important for our generation to, come up and be powerful. That was just my comment.
Wonderful.
We appreciate your comment. And that is so on time, because that's what's happening this weekend.
Absolutely. So, Maurice, we thank you for listening. Thank you for the person who told you to listen.
Absolutely.
And we look forward to hearing from you weekly. And we're actually going to go into what debt is and why it's so important not to be in it. Okay?
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
Awesome. I appreciate you, ladies.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one.
You too. Stay blessed.
Maurice hit that nail on the head.
Yes, he did.
Debt literally is an enslavement.
That's exactly what it is.
Because you are literally out there working for the person that you owe money to.
That's right.
And we are literally
dollar goes
out the door.
Yes.
So we are literally having a debt relief workshop this Friday.
That's right.
And if you guys have any issues, if you want to know how to save as I said before, $300 to $400 a month on your bills in between 45 to 90 days. If you want to learn how to protect yourself from thieves, if you want to learn how to literally pay off your debt in a fraction of the time, you need to contact us. And what is our website, Monica?
LMMoney.com. LMMoney.com.
And they can also text us.
You can text the word LM Money to the number 76626.
And the reason why all of our contact information has money in it is because we're trying to get some control over it.
That's right. And we put it back in your pocket.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're going to go into that, but I want to go to the phone line.
You want to make sure you do that quickly because those seats are filling up fast.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
On that Friday night.
So next we're on with Lou. Lou, are you there?
I sure am.
Hey, Lou,
thank
welcome.
Thank you, ladies, for all you do. I own a temporary staffing company, and my specialty is low-income, less-skilled urban folk.
Awesome.
And before, for many of them, getting out of debt is there's so many obstacles. One, many of the young people who work with me are really straddled with things like child support, and restitution, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But some basic skills and some basic understandings of the workplace have to be instilled in our young people. I had a client call me the other day, and he wanted someone who could who knew QuickBooks.
Mm-hmm.
He had
yes.
immediate job openings for QuickBooks. Now, for some reason, and I work with many organizations. I work with the courts. So I sent emails out and called everybody I could. It was a small construction company. The guy tells me he wants someone who's physically able to walk around a construction site, getting signatures, that type of thing,
mm-hmm.
and to manage inventory, their payroll, that type of thing. And so they had to have an understanding. They had to be able to put together an Excel spreadsheet,
mm-hmm.
and they had to be able to work with QuickBooks.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they can't have any piercings and they can't have any tattoos on their faces.
Oh my!
And I could not find one person.
Wow!
Who fit that bill?
Wow!
So one of the and your program, I really hope that you're training people to do things like an Excel spreadsheet, or the Microsoft suite of products, and QuickBooks, because there are so many jobs out there. I won't take up too much of your time, but I'll tell you that there's a kind of a perfect storm of opportunity for so many young people, because in 2009, I'd guess, the construction industry took a hit, and they lost so many employees. Now, there aren't enough employees, especially staffing, who understand just to run a small construction office.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the weather breaks, there will be so many opportunities in the construction industry. And the construction industry is really forgiving for people who are minimally educated and people who have, contact with the judicial system.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice to young people who are looking for work, and it's not just men, because, when you see the guys on the construction site, they have to have a support network.
There are
people doing inventory, they're doing payroll, invoicing, scheduling, all kinds of things that happen.
Sure.
And many construction companies just simply want their buildings built.
Mm-hmm.
So I would suggest that young people who are looking at careers, especially young women, to
mm-hmm.
look at the office side of construction. Huge opportunities out there.
Mm. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Lou. And we will actually be in touch with you, because we always like to have resources for our listeners and for our clients. So
yes.
Thank you so much for calling in, Lou.
Well, thank you, and I'll make sure I'm available. Okay.
Awesome. All righty.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Thank you.
So this is why I love doing the show.
Yes.
We have the best listeners in the world.
We do.
They call us and give us the heads up on everything. And what Lou said is so important. And I think that's what I was trying to communicate earlier, is that you have to be prepared for the change of time.
Awesome.
So wherein you thought you had this level of skill, but the job that you used to have where you use that doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
So you have to learn how to transition to use those skills, or maybe learn new skills.
Something different.
In a different way.
That's right. You have to always be ready.
You don't get ready.
That's right.
You have to be ready. And that is something, again, you know, the scholarship program in our foundation is so important to Monica and I. It's why we are literally going to be talking about this weekly until the contest closes, is that teaching our young children how to exist and be profitable and to contribute positively to this world is very important. And unfortunately, and you know, I don't have any children, so I'm not going to go into parenting skills, but I think that we all have just had to work so hard. Sometimes parents have to have two jobs. Sometimes you don't get to have that hands-on time with your children where you can teach them those life skills. So to have things in place that will kind of take up the slack is very important, and that is what our company is looking to do.
Absolutely.
And what's so wonderful is, again, our debt relief workshop.
Yes.
Because we need to relieve some debt. As Maurice said, debt is enslavement. It is literally a monkey on your back.
Ooh, get
cracking
that thing
the whip.
Off. Woo.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we are trying to get that thing off of our listeners and our clients' back, because it just puts you in such an awful situation
That's
in your
right.
life. It added stress.
Big time.
Overwhelm. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to let us go to break, but when I get back, I'm going to talk about this thing. So
yes.
We are going to break.
People name the days and all of
exactly.
that. Days of the week, what is hump day and all this
and
crazy stuff.
Thank TGI Friday, all that. So you are on with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
Welcome back to the Leonette and Monica Mid-Morning Show. Partners in Shine. This segment of our show is actually brought to you by the Divine Order Network. And what do they do, Monica?
We show you how to put money back in your pocket. Anybody out there need more money in your pocket?
I feel like our listeners have their hands in their pockets. And if it's some money in there, they're like, they could always use some more.
How about that?
So our calling number here at the radio station is 410-481-1010. And for our listeners out of area, our number here is 1-877-704-1010. So I'm going to go to the phone line. And we have Tony on air with us. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Good morning. I just want to say that it sounds like you ladies got, you know, have a lot, you know, going on. And, you know, speaking about money and keep, you know, like you were talking about earlier, how you can basically voice your opinion with your money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes. I'm just, I need to understand how come, you know, we're this far into, I guess, our existence in America as free people, that we still don't have major places where we can spend our money, like as far as shops, you know, big like department stores that are, you know, I don't know, maybe you and your partner's name on it, you know, and that's the name of the department store. And it's always like, oh, well, we're being profiled and watched at, you know, the other man's store and all that. Where's our store? You know, how long do we keep this attitude up of just, oh, we got to get something for somebody else?
Break it down, my brother.
That is an excellent question,
yes.
Tony. And I'm going to address that. I'm going to let you go, because this is literally a conversation
yes.
that Monica and I have been having all week. So thank you for calling and
thank
putting that out
so
there, Tony.
Much. We are on the same page.
We are. So we, as people of color in this country, and, you know, Monica and I always say, like, we really don't see color. You know, a person is a person. We're all children of God.
Yes.
However, unfortunately, we just haven't been taught the game.
Right.
So what we the propaganda that we've been sold is to go to school, get a degree, get a good job, and work for someone else for the rest of your life, as opposed to creating wealth for ourselves.
Right.
And what I believe is that with the housing market, you know, we all start to get a little hip. And we started trying to create that wealth for ourselves. And the rug got pulled out from us. And we kind of fell on our butts. And we're like, oh, we ain't trying to do that again. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of fear amongst our people. But I'll say everyone in the country. There's this fear of going out there and trying something different. Because what I want you all to know is being a business owner is not an easy deal.
Not at all.
It is much easier to go and work for someone else and collect your check every 2 weeks. Understand that.
You know you're going to get it.
Yeah. So Leonette and Monica literally are up at 6 a.m. and they go to bed at 3 a.m. because of the service that they provide.
That's
so
right.
It is hard work. And sometimes people just don't want to do that, number one. And number two, sometimes people just have a fear of having to go out there and create something for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But there is also a level of conditioning.
Yes.
Because what we like to do also is come home and watch that big monster called the television.
Ooh, that time robber
sucks a lot of time out of our day.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, we all need a little distraction sometimes. We need a little downtime. however, the television will steal it all away. And so when we're focused on watching other people live their lives or create their wealth or do those things, it takes away time from us creating that in our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a conversation I could have for the next 200 hours. So I'm actually going to go to our next caller. We have, is this Della? Oh, no, this is Andre. Are we on with Andre?
Yes, you're on with Andre.
Hey, Andre. How
you doing?
You?
Welcome, Andre.
Oh, I like your program. It's the first time I ever heard your program, and I think you're doing a good job. But I have
Thank
to say
you.
About one thing. When the economy went down, right,
mm-hmm.
I myself, I'm not a big investor in everything, but I was able to make some money.
Wonderful.
Uh-huh. Because I'm a Morgan graduate too in business administration, and I look at it like this. You got to look at all avenues of what's going on with the economy,
mm-hmm.
what sectors. You got to look at the housing market. I knew when I was hearing some information from the business channel and magazines and other things, I was reading that the housing market was going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have a lot of money to invest in it, but I had some money to invest in other things such as a little bit of stock. I bought some stocks in energy, which is energy is a good investment.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that people, like you say, need to be trained in other areas as far as new technology, but they need to have an idea not only in new technology, but skill-wise, but they need to think about investing in robotic companies, aerospace companies that are coming, you know, that are being created, especially since Obama got in office. He created a new industry that is booming, and that's in the aerospace department. A lot of people need to invest in those kind of fields, far as learning the trade, how to work on all kinds of things such as robotics in that field, such as just so many different things. I just can't think of right now. But they not only need to do that, but they need to invest in them and start their own business, such as these rocket companies, all that kind of stuff, satellite companies. These things, you know, that's what we need to be concentrating on, the new industries that's going to be taking off in this century, the new industrial revolution. We need to focus on the new industrial revolution.
Absolutely.
That's
Andre.
All I want to say.
Thank you so much, Andre. Because that is
yes.
so true. I think that our callers and us are on the same page.
That's it.
I think what we all realize is that what we cannot do is fellowship with hardship.
Okay. Well said.
Let us not fellowship with that thing. That happened. Right. It's time to move on and create something for ourselves.
Take control now. Yes, listeners.
Because this is something that, again, we're going to go into this weekend. So hopefully you guys will contact us and you'll be able to come out to our workshop, because home-based business is literally so lucrative for many reasons. But the biggest reason is that I know when I used to work that Uncle Sam got a whole bunch of my money.
He had a big hand in your pocket.
He had a big hand in my pocket. Mm-hmm. I was the slave to him. So
talking about slaves.
Home-based business, literally, you have over 300 write-offs.
Yes. Yes.
For things that you are using that you use now. And I always say, we want Uncle Sam to get his share.
Yes.
But does he have to get the whole share? He doesn't. So I'm going to go to our next caller because we want to make sure we get everyone in.
Yes, let's do that.
And I believe now we're on with Della. Is this Della?
Good morning, Della.
How are you today?
Welcome.
I'm well, and I'm on the same page with you, even though I was a little late learning all this information. I did not do bad when I was raising my family, but I just wanted to share a program with you that you might have heard of, but it might add to your program, and that's called the D-Free program. Have you heard of a D-Free program?
No, ma'am. Can you tell us about
it? Please tell us.
I'll give you the website in case we run out. The D-Free program is www.myd-as-in-bella-free.org.
Wonderful.
So we have, I learned about it through my church. We have a free workshop that we put on at my church, and I took part in it, and it was wonderful. It opened my eyes to a lot of information, and I'm not going to go through and tell you the whole thing, but I just wanted to tell you about the program so you can look into it and maybe add it to your program if you've never heard of it.
Definitely appreciate that, and we'll be looking into that.
And I wish that I had learned about it early, because I have two young grandchildren who are just graduating. They're then being hit with all their debt from these loans that they have taken part in.
Oh, yes.
But I hope that I can share it with them and share it with you and other people, and I hope you can share it in your program.
Good deal. Thank you, Della.
For your call,
have a great
Della.
Day.
You're
and welcome. Continue Bye-bye. To listen. We love our callers.
Yes, we do.
So we will look into that, because anything that we can bring to our listeners and to our clients, we are always looking to pull that into the table.
Exactly.
Back to Andre and Tony and Lou, because I feel like they all made some phenomenal comments
about
literally about
Mitchell.
Why it is necessary to
everybody
put yourself in a situation where you have control.
That's right.
Because basically that's what happens when you start to invest, or you start your own business, or you just build equity in yourself.
Right.
Okay. Because I always like to say,
that's it.
We all work for our own incorporation. It's called I Incorporated.
That's right.
And as a matter of fact, we're all in sales, because we're selling ourselves everywhere we go.
That's it.
So taking the time to build I Incorporated the best that you can is very important.
That's it.
This weekend at our debt relief workshop, because getting that debt monkey off your back is really the start of building
Seeing
I Incorporated.
Yourself.
Exactly.
Yes.
So if you could just kind of go into some things that we are going to learn at the workshop.
That's right. So we're going to go over some tools and techniques that will help you learn how your credit score may be costing you, as we said earlier, $300 to $400 more on your monthly bills, and how you can turn that around in 45 to 90 days. Again, putting money back in your pockets. You also will learn how to protect yourselves from thieves stealing your identity. Woo! And running up massive debt in your name.
I experienced this.
Whew.
So some thieves went and had a good time with my identity and left me with the bill.
Oh my goodness. And that is not a pretty picture.
It is not.
And yes, you have to fix it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We're going to tell you how to prevent that and how to have $1 million on your side.
Exactly.
Also, you learn how to protect your assets from lawsuits, liens, or bankruptcy.
And I just have to say, because we live in such a lawsuit society.
Oh my gosh, yes.
People will sue you for anything.
Any and everything.
anything.
And you turn on the TV, all these attorneys, I mean, it's a suing world.
So contact us if you are interested in coming out in, number one, meeting Leonette and Monica.
That's right. We'll be there. We're looking for you.
Learning some phenomenal information about getting your finances in order. You can contact us at
lmmoney.com or text LMMoney to the number 76626. We look forward to seeing you on Friday or hearing you next Wednesday.
Absolutely. Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
I like sunshine. I like sunshine and rain, joy and pain. I like sunshine.